Section 1. Introduction. There is a federal requirement that each state have minimum standards for the licensing of commercial drivers. This manual provides driver license testing information for Wisconsin drivers who wish to obtain a commercial driver license, CDL. This manual does not provide information on all federal and state requirements needed before you can drive a commercial motor vehicle, CMV. You must have a CDL to operate. Combination vehicle, Class A, with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, actual gross weight or registered weight of over 26,000 pounds, inclusive of a towed unit with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, actual gross weight or registered weight of over 10,000 pounds. Heavy straight vehicle, Class B, with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, actual gross weight or registered weight of over 26,000 pounds. Small vehicle, Class C, with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, actual gross weight or registered weight of 26,000 pounds or less that either is designed or used to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. Is of any size and is used in the transportation of hazardous materials as defined by 49 CFR 383.5. Any vehicle for which a CDL is required is considered a commercial motor vehicle, CMV. To get a CDL, you must pass knowledge and skills tests. This manual will help you prepare for the tests. This manual is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the many special skills required for safely driving a large commercial vehicle and becoming a professional driver in the trucking industry. 1.1 Commercial Driver License Tests. 1.1.1 Knowledge Tests. You will have to take one or more knowledge tests, depending on what class of license and what endorsements you need. The CDL knowledge tests include the general knowledge test, taken by all applicants. The passenger transport test, taken by all bus driver applicants. The air brakes test, which you must take if your vehicle has air brakes, including air over hydraulic brakes. The combination vehicles test, which is required if you want to drive combination vehicles. The hazardous materials test, required if you want to transport hazardous materials as defined in 49 CFR 383.5. In order to obtain this endorsement, you are also required to pass a Transportation Security Administration, TSA, background check. The tank vehicle test, required if you want to haul any liquid or gaseous materials in a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or chassis. The doubles, triples test, required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. The school bus test, required if you want to drive a school bus. 1.1.2 Skills Tests. After you have passed the required knowledge test, you must have your commercial learner permit for 14 days before you are allowed to take a skills test. There are three types of general skills that will be tested. They must be taken in the following order. Vehicle inspection. Basic vehicle control. On-road driving. You must take these tests in a representative vehicle for the CDL you wish to obtain. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled cannot be used for the vehicle inspection test. For CDL testing purposes, the manufacturer's gross vehicle weight rating determines whether a vehicle is eligible to be used. A Class A tractor from a Class A tractor trailer combination vehicle cannot be used for Class B testing. Vehicle inspection. You will be tested to see if you know whether your vehicle is safe to drive. You will be asked to do an inspection of your vehicle and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. Section 11 of this manual tells you what to inspect and how to inspect it. Basic vehicle control. You will be tested on your skill to control the vehicle. You will be asked to move your vehicle forward, backward, and turn it within a defined area. These areas may be marked with traffic lanes, cones, barriers, or something similar. The examiner will tell you how each control test is to be done. Section 12 of this manual explains more about this test. On-road test. You will be tested on your skill to safely drive your vehicle in a variety of traffic situations. The situations may include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and down grades, single or multi-lane roads, streets or highways. The examiner will tell you where to drive. Section 13 of this manual explains more about this test. 1.2 Medical Documentation Requirements. When you apply for a CDL or Commercial Learner Permit, CLP, or renew, upgrade, add endorsements to or transfer a CDL from another state, you are required to provide information to your state driver license agency, SDLA, regarding the type of commercial motor vehicle operation you drive in or expect to drive in with your CDL. Drivers operating in certain types of commerce will be required to submit a current medical examiner's certificate and, or any medical variance documents that you have been issued, for example, vision, skills performance or diabetic waivers, or other exemptions, to your SDLA to obtain a certified medical status as part of your driving record. You must contact your state driver licensing agency, SDLA, to obtain information regarding the requirement for submitting these documents. If you are required to have a certified medical status and fail to provide and keep up to date your medical examiner's certificate, you become not certified and may lose your CDL. For the purpose of complying with the requirements for medical certification, it is important to know how you will use the CMV. The following information will help you decide how to self-certify. 1.2.1 Interstate or Intrastate Commerce. Do you, or will you, use a CDL to operate a CMV in interstate or intrastate commerce? Interstate commerce is when you drive a CMV from one state to another state or a foreign country. Between two places within a state, but during part of the trip, the CMV crosses into another state or foreign country, or between two places within a state, but the cargo or passengers are part of a trip that began or will end in another state or foreign country. Intrastate commerce is when you drive a CMV within a state and you do not meet any of the descriptions above for interstate commerce. If you operate in both intrastate commerce and interstate commerce, you must choose interstate commerce. 1.2.2 Intrastate Commerce, status non-accepted or accepted. Once you decide whether you will operate in interstate commerce or intrastate commerce, you must decide whether you will operate, or expect to operate, in a non-accepted or accepted status. This decision will tell you to which of the four types of commerce you must self-certify. Interstate commerce. You operate in accepted interstate commerce when you drive a CMV in interstate commerce only for the following accepted activities: to transport school children and/or school staff between home and school, as federal, state or local government employees, to transport human corpses or sick or injured persons, fire truck or rescue vehicle drivers during emergencies and other related activities, primarily in the transportation of propane winter heating fuel when responding to an emergency condition requiring immediate response such as damage to a propane gas system after a storm or flooding, in response to a pipeline emergency condition requiring immediate response such as a pipeline leak or rupture, in custom harvesting on a farm or to transport farm machinery and supplies used in the custom harvesting operation to and from a farm or to transport custom harvested crops to storage or market, beekeeper in the seasonal transportation of bees, controlled and operated by a farmer, but is not a combination vehicle, power unit and towed unit, and is used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery or farm supplies, no placardable hazardous materials, to and from a farm and within 150 air miles of the farm, as a private motor carrier of passengers for non-business purposes, or to transport migrant workers. If you answered yes to one or more of the above activities as the only operation in which you drive, you operate in accepted interstate commerce and do not need a federal medical examiner's certificate. If you answered no to all of the above activities, you operate in non-accepted interstate commerce and are required to provide a current medical examiner's certificate, 49 CFR 391.45, commonly referred to as a medical certificate or DOT card, to your state driver licensing agency, SDLA. Most CDL holders who drive CMVs in interstate commerce are non-accepted interstate commerce drivers. If you operate in both accepted interstate commerce and non-accepted interstate commerce, you must choose non-accepted interstate commerce to be qualified to operate in both types of interstate commerce. Intrastate commerce. You operate in accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce only for the following accepted activities: to transport school children and or school staff between home and school, as federal, state or local government employees, to transport human corpses or sick or injured persons, fire truck or rescue vehicle drivers during emergencies and other related activities, primarily in the transportation of propane winter heating fuel when responding to an emergency condition requiring immediate response such as damage to a propane gas system after a storm or flooding, in response to a pipeline emergency condition requiring immediate response such as a pipeline leak or rupture, in custom harvesting on a farm or to transport farm machinery and supplies used in the custom harvesting operation to and from a farm or to transport custom harvested crops to storage or market, beekeeper in the seasonal transportation of bees, controlled and operated by a farmer, but is not a combination vehicle, power unit and towed unit, and is used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery or farm supplies, no placardable hazardous materials, to and from a farm and within 150 air miles of the farm, as a private motor carrier of passengers for non-business purposes, to transport migrant workers, tow trucks, if requested by federal, state, or local officer to move wrecked or disabled vehicle. Grandfathered, held valid WICDL since July 29, 1996 that has not been revoked. Wisconsin diabetes exemption to Fed MedCard. Wisconsin vision exemption to the Fed MedCard. You operate in non-accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce and are required to meet your state of licensure's medical certification requirements. Contact your SDLA about their requirements. If you operate in both accepted intrastate commerce and non-accepted intrastate commerce, you must choose non-accepted intrastate commerce. 1.2.3 Self-Certification Statements. When completing an application for your CDL, you will need to select a tier of operation. Please see Commercial Driver Certification, Tier of Operation MV3230 for detailed information and how to determine your commercial motor vehicle tier of operation. 1.3 CDL Disqualifications. See list of CDL disqualifications online. In addition to following the link above, you can find the list of CDL disqualifications at wisconsindmv.gov and searching CDL disqualifications using the search bar. 1.4 Other CDL Rules. There are other federal and state rules that affect drivers operating CMVs in all states. Among them are: you cannot have more than one license. If you break this rule, a court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail. Keep your home state license and return any others. You must notify your employer within 30 days of a conviction for any traffic violations, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your motor vehicle licensing agency within 30 days if you are convicted in any other jurisdiction of any traffic violation, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your employer within 2 business days if your driving privilege is suspended, revoked or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. You must give your employer information on all driving jobs you have held for the past 10 years. You must do this when you apply for a commercial driving job. No one can drive a commercial motor vehicle without a CDL. A court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail for breaking this rule. If you have a hazardous materials endorsement, you must notify and surrender your hazardous materials endorsement to the state that issued your CDL within 24 hours of any conviction or indictment in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, for found not guilty by reason of insanity, of a disqualifying crime listed in 49 CFR 1572.103, who is adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or has been involuntarily committed to a mental health facility as specified in 49 CFR 1572.109, or who renounces his or her U.S. citizenship. Your employer may not let you drive a commercial motor vehicle if you have more than one license or if your CDL is suspended or revoked. A court may fine the employer up to $5,000 or put him, her in jail for breaking this rule. All states are connected to one computerized system to share information about CDL drivers. The states will check the system to be sure that drivers do not have more than one CDL. You are not allowed to hold a mobile telephone to conduct a voice communication or dial a mobile telephone by pressing more than a single button when driving. You are not allowed to send or read text messages while driving. You must be properly restrained by a safety belt at all times while operating a commercial motor vehicle. The safety belt design holds the driver securely behind the wheel during a crash, helping the driver to control the vehicle and reduces the chance of serious injury or death. If you do not wear a safety belt, you are 4 times more likely to be fatally injured if you are thrown from the vehicle. 1.5 International Registration Plan, IRP, and International Fuel Tax Agreement, IFTA. If you operate a CMV in interstate commerce, the vehicle, with few exceptions, is required to be registered under the International Registration Plan, IRP, and the International Fuel Tax Agreement, IFTA. In addition to following the two links above, you can find the IRP and IFTA information at wisconsindmv.gov and searching IRP and IFTA using the search bar.